It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's one of the joys of this job, talking with growers all over the country, all kinds of operations. Yesterday, I was out in a tobacco field south of Raleigh, North Carolina, as the grower there was trying to get as much of that crop in before the hurricane. One thing I noticed talking with you growers, I hear it from all producers, is the increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From their products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils to JT6 Grease to the JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take at least some of the pressure off your shoulders. That's lubrication domination. Find more and learn where your local distributor is, your retailer, by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Did you hear the end of the road is coming for the Volkswagen Beetle? Volkswagen says it'll stop production of the Beetle next year. Investors of Volkswagen have been pressuring executives to boost profits, so the Beetle will fall victim to that. VW first made the Beetle in 1949. The Des Moines Register is out with a sobering story on baby deaths. How many are caused because the parent had the infant sleeping with them and the child was smothered? The story quotes a number from the Centers for Disease Control that some 3,500 babies a year die in this country because of what they call an unsafe sleep environment. And one Des Moines emergency room doctor at a children's hospital says way over half the dead babies she's had at the emergency room died because they were co-sleeping with a parent. Her advice to parents is simple. Place your baby in its own crib on his or her back. From This Week in Agribusiness, some cattle industry groups say they are encouraged that the Department of Agriculture will be involved in that joint USDA-FDA meeting next month on so-called fake meat. Some had feared that the Department of Agriculture was getting shoved out of the regulatory role by the Food and Drug Administration. But groups like the Missouri Cattlemen say the USDA is the best regulatory body for fake meat because USDA has a record of enforcing the law. When former President Barack Obama visited the University of Illinois last week, the cost was more than $50,000. The Champaign, Illinois News-Gazette reports the school says none of that cost came from tuition dollars or from state appropriations. A St. Paul, Minnesota youth soccer team that had its brand new jerseys stolen, $1,000 worth of jerseys, now has them back. Police recovered more than 40 uniforms belonging to that team during a traffic stop. And then they put photos of those shirts in the social media. Some folks saw them, and the team members came forward yesterday with a receipt showing they had purchased those jerseys. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.